just tell you how brave I am, because I just am feeling pretty good. Don't you love it when you're brave and you step across a barrier that maybe you were a little afraid to step across? So good morning. If you don't know me, my name is Valerie Reeves. I am the spiritual director here. And last week I was in Redondo Beach and the beautiful Judy Osuna spoke. Yay! If you missed it, you of course can go on Facebook Live and you can view it. You can view her talk there. And I have to tell you what I was doing in Redondo Beach. So one of the things that I do is I've been a stage hypnotist for many years, and I use it as a fundraiser for teens so that they can go to camp. And they have about 10 teenagers that want to go to camp. And so they invited me up to do a stage hypnosis show. And they were asking me questions. I met with the teens beforehand, so they were asking me, really, what is hypnosis? And I said, you know, it's really not much different than a spiritual mind treatment, a positive prayer, because we want to picture, imagine, pretend everything that I say is absolutely true, which is really what we want to do, is we're planting the seeds of what it is that we're wanting. We want to picture, imagine, and pretend this is true for me, life is good, and it's the best day ever. Yes. And then, yes, and then sometimes we have to get out of our own way because our monkey mind chatter will kick in and say, oh yeah, but it's raining, oh, it's raining outside. It's like, yes, yay, beautiful, I love the rain. I'm thinking some people stayed in bed because it's raining today, right? And that's okay, we will bless them where they are and they can watch us on Facebook Live. So that's always a good thing. So it was really quite fun. I will end up doing a stage hypnosis show here. It's really the power of your subconscious mind, because we have our busy conscious mind, which is really does basically three things. It looks, it listens, it learns. Our conscious mind does. And underneath all of those, look, listen, learn, it can accept, it can accept, it can object, it can analyze, it can criticize, it can judge, which is where we get in trouble. And it's like if we could just be neutral with our conscious mind and allow good seeds to go into our subconscious mind. Because the more we picture what it is that we're wanting, our body will just step into that place. And the subconscious mind is responsible for everything. I don't have to tell my heart to beat. Once in a while, if I'm not breathing the way I should because I'm caught up in my head, I may have to remind myself to take a deep breath and be brave. What a great song. I love that song. It's really in my head now. What would you do if you were brave? So what would I do if I'm brave? One of the things that I've always wanted to do, now when my kids were little, I have four amazing, beautiful children that are grown now. I know I had them when I was 12. So they're grown up now. Three boys and one girl. And when they were little, I was in Nebraska. They were all raised there pretty much, but then I moved to San Diego. And in San Diego, I used to give them the option every Christmas, because we decided Christmases will be creating a memory. And in my mind, I said it this way: do you want tickets to Disneyland or to Universal Studios? And my children would always choose Universal Studios. My daughter said, that's not exactly how you did it. You would say it this way, because I wanted to manipulate what I got. What I wanted, do you want, for this whole year, we can go to Disneyland one time, or we can get a season pass to Universal Studios and go every single day? And of course, they chose Universal Studios, which is where my oldest son works, and he's been there for almost 10 years now. He is Bumblebee. He's one of the Transformers. My oldest son is my actor son. I've moved around a lot, and he's the reason that I moved back out here to LA, was to support him in his acting career. And next week, he will be speaking with me because it's Mother's Day, so he'll be here and we'll be doing a thing together. Anyone who's anyone will want to be here. So one of the things that I've always loved at Universal Studios is the tram tour, where they take you behind the sets. And so this year, I decided, I'm doing this part-time, I should just do that part-time too. So I auditioned to be a tram tour guide, and guess who's a tram tour guide now? Yeah. I had to audition with a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds. And I was brave. Because when they came around and said, where's your headshot? And it's like, I don't have a headshot. I'm not an actor. I just wanted to be a tour guide. And they're like, all right, we'll just take a little snapshot of you. And I was almost ready to just leave because there was a lot of people there. And they're like, no, just stay and hang out and do it. So it's one of those things that you just go ahead and push yourself. My mom used to say, sometimes you have to mentally grab yourself by the seat of your pants and throw yourself through a door. Great advice. Because mentally, sometimes I've had to grab myself by the seat of the pants and throw myself through a door. So one, you know, if you're ever in those spaces where you're not feeling brave, it's like, all right, let me just grab myself and just throw myself through the door. And then you walk in the door with that creative confidence, which is what the topic of today's talk is creative confidence. When I was in school thinking I was going to become a nurse, my anatomy and physiology teacher said, she's like, get a lab coat, grab a clipboard, and you just walk through any door as though you know what you're doing, and nobody will question you. And I've done it many times. You just grab a clipboard. I just know what I'm doing. People will ask you questions then. It's like, oh, yeah, it's just over there. Just go on down over there. So it's a fun thing to do, act as if, which is what we do in our spiritual mind treatment. Now, if you're new to this philosophy, our spiritual mind treatment is like a positive prayer. First, we recognize that there's only one in the universe, that the creative power in the universe flows through everyone and through everything. I'm unified with that. There's only one. And so if spirit is able to do all these wonderful things in other people's lives, it can do the same thing in my life. And then we step into that. We're unified and we step into that realization that every thought, every word is like a seed. So I'm going to plant exactly what I want. I'm going to be grateful for it. And then I'm going to release it into the action of the law, the universal law that's going to allow it to happen. As long as I stay out of the way. So one of my favorite books by the founder of this teaching, Ernest Holmes, wrote Creative Mind, which is such a great little book. And in here he says, like produces like, attracts like, creates like. If we could see our thoughts and take a picture of it and of our conditions, we would see no difference between the two, for they really are the same inside and outside. It's the same inside, outside, so within, so without. And so incredibly important to make sure that we're being mindful of our thoughts all day long, that we're not judging things. Because subconscious mind says, yep, that's true for you. Yep, that's true for you. So I want to judge things on a way where I'm lifting up to a level that's beautiful. If I want a better life, let me see a better life. Let me see the world as beautiful and loving and peaceful, regardless of what's right in front of me. And let me embody that. Creative confidence. I'm sorry. I have a lot of stuff in my mind. It's that creativity. It's going off right now, thinking of your song and where we're being brave. And I was thinking about our thoughts and how they mold. And most of us have had a Jell-O mold where we've put stuff in it. I remember if anybody's watched The Office, they take a stapler and put it in the Jell-O, and it's like, it will, the mold, the Jell-O, will just take anything that you put in it. So it's the same with our life and our mind. It will just take anything that we put in it. So it'd be important to put things that we really love and really want, and making sure that we're being aware of what it is that we're putting in there. One of the things that Ernest Holmes says in The Science of Mind is the thought is a mold. Conviction is the molten substance poured into this mold. One is not complete without the other. And many people make the mistake of using only one of these essential states of consciousness. We really want to make sure that we're thinking positive, that we're saying positive things, not just in our affirmation time, our prayer time, our meditation time, but 24/7, 365, because spirit is always working. It's always listening. It's always going. And really being confident and feeling good about who we are without getting in the way of anyone else. He goes on to say, we cannot escape from the creative power of our thought, and there is no use in trying to do so. All we need to do is to use the law for the right motive. Then we shall be free. If we're using it for the right motive, because you are the only person that knows everything that you've done. And the sooner we get in that space of loving ourselves and doing things that make us feel good about ourselves, the easier it is to move forward. And what I've noticed lately is that if I start talking about anyone in a, you know, it's like all of a sudden I'm going on a positive thought and then it turns. I've noticed that on the phone, if I'm talking and I turn to a negative thought or talk and start saying something negative, I lose signal. It's like, okay, Spirit is supporting me in making sure I don't go down that road. Oh, let me call them back because I didn't finish that thought. And we really want to make sure that we're saying positive things because it's about integrity. How am I feeling about myself? There's a wonderful book called How Full Is Your Bucket? The more positive things you say, the more you fill up your bucket. The more negative things, the more you deplete your bucket. And it's really an internal thing. Because if I'm talking positive about other people, subconscious mind is saying, yes, that is true for you also. If I'm talking negative about other people, subconscious mind is saying, yes, that is true for you also. So I want to make sure that I'm saying positive things, that I'm staying in that state of, I feel good about myself, and I feel good about everyone. And if there's people in my life that I'm having a challenge feeling good about, then I might want to do a little work on myself to put that down. And what is it that's pushing my button there? What is it? Because they did not install those buttons, so I want to put that aside. And I want to see the best in everyone. And what I've noticed is sometimes when I'm in a long line with people, that we start commiserating around and talking negatively. Oh my God, could you imagine this line? It's so long. Why do we have to keep standing in this line? They should have more helpers. I remember when I was traveling with national seminars where I would just travel and talk, and I was at the airport a lot. And one of the flights got canceled, and so everybody gets off the plane, and there's this long line. And we're all commiserating around. And then you see this guy who must have had his clipboard dressed up, and you can just see he's looking around. He just cuts to the front of the line. And we're all getting really mad because, you know, everyone's waiting their turn. Everyone's waiting in line. And I'm close enough to the front that I can hear what he says. And he goes up to the person at the front desk, and he says, "Do you know who I am?" And she calmly walks over to the microphone, and she says, "Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, there's a man up here who does not know who he is." It's like priceless, which then broke the tension for everyone. It's like, you know, there are unspoken rules. I'm waiting our turn. I'm making sure that we're in line, that we're not feeling like we're so much better than anyone else that we can just cut to the front of the line. Unless it's absolutely important, then I will grab my clipboard and my lab coat. Excuse me, I'm to the, yeah. No. It was funny, though. It was one of those things where she was so quick on her feet. It's like, that was perfect. Because many times people think, oh, I'm better than, or I'm less than. And what I find is that most people aren't at that ego space, because there's a space of ego where we're easing spirit out and we're... Maybe somebody's caught up in ego. I like to be at that happy medium where it's like we're all the same. No one's less than and no one's better than. We're all the same. We're all just different and unique. I worked with a doctor once upon a time ago, and she was brilliant. She had her doctorate in several different things, and I was just like bowing down to her, and she's like, we're all the same. Just because I chose to go to school forever doesn't mean that I'm any better than anyone else. We're just all the same. You chose a different path. You went this way, I went that way. It's all good. So making sure that we're loving ourselves unconditionally, regardless of the choices that we've made, without comparing, because we really can't compare ourselves to anyone else. And many times we try to, which takes us on a downward spiral. So the more we can put that aside and say, I am my own creative entity. I'm just going to do what feels right to me and what I love. And I'm going to bless everyone else on their path and what they're doing, because what they're doing is right and perfect for them. And once in a while, we may look at someone, and I love to look at my siblings, and we can really point out, oh, if you'd have done this, that would have been a better idea for you, or if you'd have done that. But it's like, given the information and their own experiences, even though we grew up in the same household, given their experiences, they are making the right and perfect choices for them. So all I can do is bless them and say, awesome, how can I support you? Or if I see that really they're making a mistake and I can see it so clearly, I can give them some input with love. It's like, I would love to give you some feedback if you wouldn't mind. If they say, no thanks, okay, I'm just going to love you anyway. Be there to catch you if you fall. Because life really comes down to the decisions and the choices that we make. Some people choose to fly by the seat of their pants. Some people choose to really plan things out. And it's all good, however it is. So loving ourselves regardless of anything. One of the things that, and being creative, allowing that, because our divine nature is creative. And some people may say, I'm not creative. We are. We are, because every time we have a thought, it's that creative spirit, that creative urge coming through us. And so listening to it and asking the question every single day, what would I love? What would I love out of this experience? What would I love out of this day? Ernest Holmes says, we find that the word, which is the interactivity of thought, comes first in the creative series, and all else comes from the effect of the word operating upon a universal substance. We must, if we wish to prove the power of the Spirit in our lives, look not to outside things or effects, but to word alone. Word with a capital W, which basically really means spirit, and that creative force that's flowing through us. Ernest Holmes writes a lot of books, and sometimes there'll be a letter, there'll be a word that's capitalized right in the middle of a sentence. And when he goes to that, it's really meaning spirit, that infinite intelligence that flows through all of us. And sometimes we just have to get ourselves out of the way and allow spirit to guide us. Put down our, this is how I have to do it, this is the only way I can do it, where I can look at the intent of what it is that I would love and then put the how down and allow spirit to guide and direct me, because it's guiding us. And the clearer we get on the picture and what it is that we would love, the easier it is to step into that picture and to tune into spirit. And it's like, here's what I'm wanting. How do I get from here to there? It's the treat and move your feet. We pray about it, and then spirit says, go this way. And you're like, yeah, but it's over there. But it's like, I needed some tool over here in order to get over there. So it's like, okay, I needed some information or a tool here. Let me keep trusting it. Let me keep the picture and the vision clear. And then I'll keep picking up the tools. Oh, here. Oh, and then I go all the way over here. Okay, Spirit. And then here. And how do we do that? How do we listen to Spirit? Because sometimes my monkey mind chatter gets so loud that I can't hear anything else but my own voice. And the Spirit is guiding and directing, and of course it's in our own voice. However, the quieter we get and allow just the monkey mind chatter to just calm down, the easier it is we can hear Spirit guiding and saying, do this. And you won't even know why. It's like, why am I turning on this street? Why am I supposed to go in there? The more we get our own egos out of the way and just listen, the more we can just step into that space. So the charge to you all today is to be brave, be confident. And if I feel like painting like a two-year-old, which is kind of how I paint. In fact, I was thinking for the raffle next week, I have a few paintings that are like, I think I might bring them. Who's going to win this prize? Woo! Something amazing. So we'll have a lot of prizes next week for our Mother's Day raffle, which will be really fun and exciting. And then, of course, my son DJ Rouse will be speaking with me next week, which is so fun. He's just a ball of energy. He's so much fun. And this week, what I am knowing is that you are going to get out of your own way and allow yourself to be brave, to allow that creative confidence. And I want you to think about this. In fact, maybe even stand up for just a moment if you choose to. And I want you to put your head up really high and take in a deep cleansing breath. And I want you to picture, imagine, pretend that on your right shoulder and on your left shoulder, there's a little snap, and they are snapping on your superpower cape because you are a superhero, taking the superpower superhero stance, as you can just stand with that creative confidence, feeling the wind blowing through your hair, feeling absolutely unstoppable, absolutely brave as you take in another deep breath. And fly, yeah. I saw somebody in the back fly. I'm like, okay, you go, girl, you do it. It's just as simple as that, taking that wonderful stance. And with that, if you want to stay in your superpower stance, I'm just going to have us close our eyes to any distractions for just a moment as we breathe in the fullness of life, knowing that Spirit is guiding us, knowing that there is only one mind, one power, one essence, and it is flowing through us, through the top of our head, our strong, brilliant minds, our beautiful shoulders as that wind just blows through the cape, and feeling so strong and confident and creative and powerful and brave, knowing that every cell in our body is illuminating at a whole new level, a whole new light, feeling strong, powerful, amazing. For the health, the prosperity, the goodness, the brave, the confidence, and the glory of each and every person here, I am so grateful, knowing it is already done, it is already complete, as I just release my word into the action of the law, as we all anchor this feeling and this knowing in mind, as we all together say, and so it is.